Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T. Higgins is currently a mid-round three pick, around 30th overall. He is a top 12 wide receiver, around 12 or so in most places where you find ADP. Let's see what Jacob Gibbs and the advanced metrics have to say about T. Higgins. Welcome to Fantasy Football Today in 5. We previewed or profiled rather Jamar Chase on our Saturday edition. Today, his teammate, T. Higgins. All right, we like T. Higgins. Jacob, lay it out for me. You saw a lot of progress in year two.
Yeah, I love T. Higgins. He was really, really impressive as a rookie. He was one of the most efficient receivers in a stacked rookie receiver class, and that was even with just horrible QB play as a rookie. And so I was really excited for him in year two, and he did not disappoint. He finished 7th in yards per out run and was 2nd in explosive reception rate, which is the percentage of targets that resulted in a gain of 15 or more yards. Top 10 in basically any deep target metric. And this all came in a weird year where he really didn't find his footing until exactly halfway, into his 14-game season, which also happens to be the splits before and after Cincinnati's Week 10 bye.
Okay. So let's go into those splits then, because, yeah, they're pretty telling, huh?
Yeah. From week 11 and on, Higgins' yard per out run rate was 2.64. For the season, only Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, and Davante Adams had a higher rate. So that's really elite stuff. Over the second half of the season for Higgins, his explosive reception rate was at 42% over the final 7 games. Earlier, I mentioned that his season-long rate was the 2nd highest in the NFL. That was 26%. It was 42% to close the year out. And he also saw higher volume and just outproduced Jamar Chase during the second half of the season, which wasn't just an end-of-season thing, though. As we mentioned in Jamar's profile, on the year when both receivers were on the field, Higgins was kind of the 1A to Chase as a 1B. I don't know if that's going to continue. I wouldn't label them as such, but in 469 routes together, Higgins out-targeted Chase 108-93, had 1,300 air yards to Chase's 1,200, and outscored him in PPR formats. Joe Burrow was 16% more likely to target Higgins than Chase when both players were on the field. So really, really good stuff to close out the year once he was finally healthy. Once they came out of the bye, he did look like the number one receiver. And when both players were on the field last year, he produced that way.
And just, to hammer home that targets point, in the postseason, they played 4 games. Jamar Chase had 35 targets and T. Higgins had 30 targets. Jamar Chase had 1 touchdown. T. Higgins had 2. Chase had 368 yards. Higgins had 309 yards. So, pretty similar. And Joe Burrow was only on pace for 21 touchdown passes in those four postseason games, 21 in 17 games, only threw 5 touchdowns in those 4 games. So there's more touchdowns to be had there. But all right, so that's kind of a look at the splits between those two guys. And that you want to give a historical comparison for T. Higgins.
Yeah, and on the touchdown point, I wrote an article about players who are expected to have touchdown regression this year. Last year's article, I hit 13 or 14 of those, and it's just looking at the data. And T. Higgins really got unlucky with touchdowns last year. I think he was 22nd percentile among qualified receivers in touchdown dependency rating, the percentage of his fantasy points that came via touchdowns. Whereas Jamar really did have kind of good luck, as we talked about on yesterday's episode. So that's just another thing working in T. Higgins' favor. So in terms of some historical comparisons here, we've thrown out a lot of percentages. I just want to kind of line them up against some of the best recent young breakout receivers that we've seen and see how it compares. So it's not going to be quite as gaudy as the Jamar Chase numbers, because what he did as a 21-year-old is something we really haven't ever seen before. But Higgins averaged 2.26 yards per out run in 2021, which is a rate that only 6 other qualified receivers have topped at the age of 22 or younger since 2010. So over the past 12 seasons, there have only been 6 other receivers who have been as efficient on a per route basis as T. Higgins was as a 22-year-old. And the only receivers with both a higher yard per route run rate and explosive reception rate from that subset, 83 players, was Josh Gordon, Justin Jefferson, and Mike Evans. So I think Evans is probably the guy I would compare him to of those three. And we've obviously seen him be one of the most productive fantasy receivers for quite a long time now. So everything really points towards Higgins being a top, I think potentially top eight guy, top six guy as a third year player here. And I'm really, really excited. I definitely prefer him over Chase at cost.
At cost. Okay. Yeah. I know you love Michael Pittman. Who do you like better, Pittman or Higgins?
It's clearly Higgins.
Oh, okay. Okay. How about DJ Moore now or Higgins?
I need to run projections on that, but I'm still pretty sure that it's T. Higgins.
Okay. T. Higgins forever for Jacob Gibbs. Follow him on Twitter @JAGibbs_23. And we'll talk to you on Monday on Fantasy Football Today at 5.